Jurors got their first hint of the gruesome nature of the Andrea Yates case today as opening statements and testimony began in Houston. Yates pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in the drowning deaths of her children last June. Today, the prosecutor read the indictments to the jury of 8 women and 4 men who will decide the capital murder case. From Houston, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
One thing that both sides agree on is that Andrea Yates is mentally ill. Thousands of pages of medical records show a long history of mental problems. Yates was diagnosed with postpartum depression with psychosis. Even so, prosecutor Joe Ownby told the jury that some of Yates' behavior and actions were planned well in advance of June 20, 2001, the day the 37-year-old woman drowned each of her 5 children in the bathtub of her home. In his opening statement, Ownby said that when police arrived at the scene, they found Andrea Yates drenched with water.
They took pictures of the hallway where Officer Knapp had seen the small footprints when he came in. By this time, however, it's 2 hours late. And you won't see in those pictures those wet footprints that Officer Knapp will tell you that he saw when he entered the house. The carpet was soaked. The water is still standing 9 inches, I believe, in the bathtub.
Ownby says cereal bowls were still on the table where the children had eaten their breakfast before their mother called them into the bathroom one by one. Yates told officers the children struggled for a couple of minutes as she held them in the water. The prosecutor said that Yates wasn't mad at her children, rather that they were not developing correctly, that she was a bad mother. The legal issue comes down to whether Yates knew right from wrong at the time of the murders. Defense attorney George Parnum used a more gentle tone in addressing jurors. He told them they'll hear testimony from medical experts who will define postpartum depression and psychosis. Parnum talked about the delusions and hallucinations that turned Yates' world upside down.
The question that we hope the evidence will answer is, how does a mother who has given birth, who has nurtured, who has protected, and who has loved the 5 children that she brought into this world interrupt their lives?
Parnum says Yates lost all sense of reality and was living in her own disturbed world. He called postpartum psychosis the cruelest and most severe form of mental illness. Brian Weiss, a criminal defense attorney watching the case, says the prosecution did not do as well as the defense in getting its message to the jury.
This case to the state of Texas has always been about one thing, and that's the body count. And I'm not sure that Joe Ownby did enough to talk about how heinous the facts of this case were. I don't think you get there during an opening statement by merely replaying the 911 tape. I think what George Parnum was able to do was to tell this jury, this is a woman whose reality was so tortured that she had no hope at all of conforming her conduct to the requirements of the law.
Prosecutors say they will not call Andrea Yates' husband, Russell, to the stand to testify against his wife. Russell Yates will testify on his wife's behalf. Many have expressed concern about holding Yates' trial in Harris County, the county with the highest number of death penalty sentences in the nation. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Houston.